from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
No, I just don't live in the past.
Saying is we need to see Brunson do it again. I love Jalen Brunson.
Nobody's saying Brunson has a better resume than Steph.
Oh,
who had a better year?
Brunson.
Who's in his prime? And who's declining? What are the odds that Steph has a better year than Brunson next year?
I don't think it's ludicrous to think that Steph might have that might happen.
That's all. Like, I don't want to do this, but Jokic.
I give you two.
Doncic.
Yeah.
Kyrie.
Right. Well, Steph Giannis. Was third team all NBA style. Where was Brunson?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Giannis.
Yeah, gotcha.
Embiid.
Gotcha.
Tatum.
Gotcha.
Donovan Mitchell.
Gotcha.
Devin Booker. Kevin Durant.
Okay. What number are we at
LeBron.
Now?
LeBron. Anthony Davis. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he's a great player. Still is a really, 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 really good player.
But at his age, I would think you need now to more than ever, he needs some help. And there's nothing that bothers you.
No, it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is
because you're answering your own question.
He may need a number one. And they don't grow on trees.
And that's why we're under.
They
do not need. They give him a 1B. We're saying Wiggins, he was 2022, Wiggins would be suffice. Like, we're saying that's all he needs.
Well, not anymore, because Steph has declined. Steph has declined. My point is this. I wasn't in on Paul George, but I knew why they were going after Paul George. And had they gotten Paul George, there would have been a chance. Forget Paul George is better than Steph or Steph is better than Paul George. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. It actually has nothing to do.
All right.
But in a situation like that, where Paul George would come into the Warriors and he's at his best.
That's it.
You know what? He'd probably handle the ball more than Steph Curry.
And that would allow Steph to work.
Right.
Like, that's what it's for.
Okay. Well, those guys don't grow on trees. Mm. And I don't think there's any guarantee that Paul George would have been good enough in and of itself. That's all I'm saying.
But it would have definitely, to me, made you better. And that was the goal.
I mean, I guess what bothers me most, seriously, is like, you know, I don't think the Warriors had a terrible year last year. They finished about where I thought they'd finish, 46 wins or so. Steph Curry had a hell of a year, but he was one of the reasons they only won 46 games. Now, he's declining at a less rapid rate than Draymond, than Klay, than Wiggins, but I feel like we're acting as though we need to load him up because he's still, like, everybody needs to do something immediately because he's 36. And, like, that's the reason that I don't think you do something right away. And that's why I do think Mike Dunleavy is going to be unbelievably patient.
Well,
because if he makes the wrong, like, if he brings Markkanen in here and Markkanen doesn't work out, they are in so much worse of a place, similar with Paul George, right, than they are right this minute.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
But nothing, those scenarios you just brought up, and I heard you, appreciate the passion, nothing equates to if it gets so bad here that you got to trade Steph. Not from a what you'll get in return, not from a basketball standpoint, because it would make sense, but from a PR standpoint, it's like it's over, and it would feel like it was over way earlier than it should have. That's why I appreciate them going after Paul George. Taking the duties off of Steph at his age. Do I got to bring the ball up? Do I got to run 100,000 miles to come off screens? Can I give it to somebody else? That's too far in between now, and it's taking a toll. They become easier to guard now because there are no threats.
He's easier to guard, period, because he's 36 years old. Like, he just is.
You could apply that to LeBron James at 40, but he's still effective, Steiny. He's still that one of those guys. And so is Steph. Like, why does it work for LeBron?
Because he's 6'9", 270 pounds. Like, that's why. And
I'm just glad. I swear, Steiny, I mean this. I am so glad you're not running it. And maybe the guy running it and Joe Lacob is feeling the way you are, but when you hear reports that they're going after Paul George, you wouldn't have done that. So that's why I feel like they know, even if they didn't want to do it, we owe this man the help. We need to get him help.
You know,
and it may not work.
You know what else they owe him?
Stuff,
they owe him the camouflage of we went after Paul George.
Well, you got that then.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you did.
Well, and
you
don't think that
a lot of fans that were pro go get Curry help, and I'm not going far on here, Steiny. Like, you know what? They're not blaming the Warriors for not getting it done. It's like, okay, they were all in. Like, that means something to the fan base. Even if you're, you know, behind closed doors, it was smokescreen.
And it'll mean something until they strike out 6 times in a row, and everybody will realize, what's the difference between what's going on now and what the Giants are trying to do?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be redundant, man. What I don't want to have happen is it's just an oxymoron.
Look, you guys
can't have Pods or any youngster you want to name grow and sitting there with Dre and Steph. It does not match.
Listen, you guys, I get it. And I get it. And I was being funny yesterday. Yeah. I get it. You would rather have Steph retire here and have a Sahara Desert for 3 or 4 years as opposed to take a 1% swing at something that we all know isn't going to make the Warriors go from a 10 seed to an NBA champion in a year.
But isn't that how Steph, isn't that how it should end?
What?
Hasn't he earned doing it that way?
You know what he earns? He earns playing for a contender at the end of his career.
And last year they were not a contender.
Right.
And they lost to a Sacramento team without a big piece of their team with Malik Monk. Like, that's almost embarrassing.
But it's not his fault. He has nothing to do with that.
See, I'm not saying that, Steiny.
I know you're not.
But you've lived life. You and I both, you know how some stuff in life works. You know what I mean? You don't go to funerals and talk about the bad stuff that the person did. You talk about the good stuff that they did. Steph Curry has earned his organization trying to maximize what's left of where he's at.
And you think I don't believe Steph Curry has earned the right to possibly set the franchise back when he's no longer here.
Well, when he exercises his August 6th, $61 million, in your
doesn't
eyes,
mean Steiny, anything.
But it really, it is. No. It's like it's a small nugget of, oh God, here's 61. What's it going to be next?
No.
If you're really thinking how you are.
No. If I'm Joe Lacob on August 6th, I absolutely give Steph Curry $63 million for 2026, 2027. But it doesn't mean, well, now when I'm never going to trade him.
No. What about what's it going to look like on the court? 2026, 2027.
How many fans of the Warriors do you think really remember 12 straight non-playoff years?
Well, now we're going age thing, but I'm 65%.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike's in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call again. You know, and obviously, you know, I had talked to you guys yesterday, and Goo, you asked me that question, you know, about the Clay thing, you know, was it a formality or not? And I told you it was a formality. And honestly, the more and more I thought about it, I had a good night to think about it. And look, guys, I think this year is going to be a wash. Now, even if we were to get Markkanen, do I think they still make playoffs? Yes. Not in the play-in, but I think they make a seeding. Now that I've thought about it more, I don't think it's the right move to actually get Markkanen at this point. You need to keep those draft picks. And I think I see what Dunleavy potentially is trying to do. He's trying to keep the future available. You give away all of that, you go all in on Markkanen. I just don't think it's going to be enough to actually make a run. And I don't think there would be a championship involved this coming year. There wouldn't be. Have to look at, like, you know, what the roster looks like. Buddy Hield, okay, and I even said it yesterday. I am still not sold on Buddy Hield in this case. Maybe he's a younger Clay Thompson as a spot shooter, who knows? But again, he also didn't have the greatest year at the 3-point line either. I think, what was it, like 36%, guys?
No, 38. He was at 38. He was at 38, Buddy Hield, 38.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But again, that's also known for 3-point shooter. But that's also not the greatest either for a 3-point shooter if he's actually supposed to be like one of those great 3-point shooters. I think, and in general, I'm glad we didn't get PG. I still think that there is a chance that we can give Steph a long-term run for maybe 1 or 2 years, but it's not going to be this year. So, yes, we have to get him what we can get him, but it's not going to happen this year. I would like to see what happens in the following free agency, following this coming year, to see what we can do.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah.
I am not saying the Warriors should trade Steph Curry.
I didn't say that.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, what I would never do as a GM or an owner is remove the possibility. He is your greatest asset. He's going to be your greatest asset for the next 2 years, regardless. All I'm saying is, I would never take utilizing my greatest asset off the table. I just wouldn't.
And Stoney, I'm with you to this degree. As it stands now, to me, this and they are not good enough. And I'm not saying you're advocating to trade and stare Curry. My dad had an old saying, do your thing or get off the pot. And that's what I feel like the Warriors have to do, because just watching them run up and down and compete and not make the playoffs in a cold Western Conference, that is something nobody wants to watch. So as a lifelong Warrior fan and a Curry lover, I could really understand them saying, hey, look, we can't do both. This will be better for both. That's what Curry, I believe, meant when he said things change quickly. And you know what, Stoney? In the scenario I'm giving you, there is no protagonist. There is nobody to be mad at. It's just natural. But what I'm telling you in that caller is, no players getting dropped from the basketball heavens on this team next. They're stuck. And that's why I appreciate going to after Paul George, and I still think they're in on marketing, even if it sets them back after life after Curry, Stoney, because as is nobody wants to watch it. And to be honest, another right on the table, I think we just did. And that was no playoffs. Not even scoring 100 points in a play-in game.
So here's like something to me that is absolutely illogical. So, Mike Dunleavy, let's say we don't know anything about him, but let's just give him this. I tell you what, this guy may be able to draft.
This guy's got an eye for talent. Mike Dunleavy. Why, if you think Mike Dunleavy has an eye for talent, why in the world would you be interested in giving up two or three unprotected first round picks? I get it. There are no sure things. Tomorrow's not promised. The present's a gift. But if he has that strength, why would you take that away from him as a general manager just 3 years down the line?
But if the title of the jam is to get Steph immediate help, that's doing something else. And I'll say something else to that point. Stoney, what if they try and they give up a load or a haul? Let's just say it was a Paul George. That he comes in 2 years, it doesn't work. At that point, you really, and I said this yesterday, you really don't think, okay, Steph, we got to move you. The haul that you would get back, you almost break even or have more.
2 years from now?
Life after Steph for you to get busy and build it like an OKC. Like Curry to me represents three ones. Like in my mind right now, like if you got there and everybody was like, give me a hug and dap, Curry would net you what you don't have now or what you don't want to lose.
The guys who you're getting 3 and 4 draft picks for are players who are in their prime. I find it hard to believe, even if you want to get Steph Curry next year to win a title, I mean, you know he's only going to give you 2 or 3 more years. I wouldn't, if I'm another team, that's I don't know that I'd do that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.